Blog Talk Radio.
Coming alive from the Block Talk Radio studio right here in the heart of Hudson County, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's always in Union City, New Jersey. I bring you, as always, a seven-time, and I do say it again, the seven-time award-winning Talk in the Hudson, and I am New Jersey's premier award-winning journalist, Top 100 Latino via the Latino Spirit online magazine for 2020, 2021, and certainly in 2022. And without a doubt, the weapon in mass disruption here in Garden State Media. Yes, it is me, Fernando Uribe. Happy February to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Black History Month. And of course, I want to thank you all for tuning in from wherever and however you may be doing so this on the 7th of February. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, Talking Hudson still going strong since its premiere on March the 1st of 2017 as we approach the six-year mark here on Blog Talk Radio. Can't thank you enough for all of you that tune in every single week and, of course, continue to make this podcast the most listened to and regular weekly episodic podcast in Hudson County politics. So, of course, I want to thank you all here for tuning in. Check out all of our episodes at blogtalkradio.com/talkinthehudson. Recent episodes have included Councilwoman Mira Prince Array, as well as the Dean of Hudson County Journalism, Al Sullivan, and many, many more. Download it wherever you get your podcast hosts, but of course, download them and take them with you, wherever it's on your PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/talkinthehudson. Don't forget to shoot us an email about what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Always write to the inbox, talkingthehudson@gmail.com. Once again, talkingthehudson@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow the show on Instagram at, of course, talkingthehudson. And certainly, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you check out my own Instagram and Twitter. It's the same handle, at the Fernando Zone. And certainly make sure you like Talking the Hudson on Facebook as well. A lot of great content on there, a lot of great local notifications of great stuff going on, certainly within the city of Union City, the town of West New York, the township of Weehawken, in addition to the great things going on in the Weehawken School District. Without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of great things going on here in northern Hudson County. Of course, I will always bring you the latest here on the program's social media. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we appreciate you tuning in from wherever and however you may be doing so. We got a great guest coming up in just a few moments. But I do want to remind you that this week's edition of the seven-time award-winning Talk in the Hudson is brought to you by our great sponsors. Again, folks, the town of West New York, my hometown, born and raised in West New York. I'm a proud Memorial Tiger. I can still wear my merch from back in the day. So you know what? I don't know. Maybe I got great jeans. I don't know. Maybe it's dieting. Whatever the case may be, folks, I'm still rocking my Memorial High School Tiger merch, and I do so anywhere I go, and I'm always proud to do that. Like I said, folks, anywhere I go, and certainly representing Memorial High School, go Tigers as always. But of course, great things going on in the town of West New York. You can always check out the town website, which is westnewyorknj.org, where there's information about upcoming meetings or community events. All that is there for you, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly, I can't say enough about the great things going on in the town of West New York. We have a very hotly contested mayoral race coming up on May the 9th. We all know the players in this game, as they say, and the race is going to be thickening, obviously, in the next few weeks. We'll be seeing, obviously, more and more coverage of it on it here. I'll try to get you some candidates here on the podcast. I know that on my other media brand, I have already interviewed certainly the two established, right, announced mayoral candidates, the ones who, you know, getting petitions signed, signatures, right? I've already spoken with former U.S. Representative Alvio Cires and current Commissioner Cosmo Cirillo, hoping to get commissioner candidates on both sides, you know, on the podcast in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for that, of course. But in the meantime, Check out the great stuff going on in the town of West Newark once again by going to westnewarknj.org. Don't forget to follow it on Instagram and Twitter at Town of WNY. And of course, make sure you like it on Facebook as well. So I want to thank the Township Administrator, Jonathan Castaneda, for his support of the podcast here since 2019. And of course, a great working relationship with the Town of West Newark, a great sponsor here on Talking the Hudson. Folks, also want to tell you about the city, the city I call home. And certainly I cannot say enough about the leadership in the city of Union City. It starts with my mayor and, of course, the state senator, Brian P. Stack, and without a doubt, the best board of commissioners I can think of that work here in Union City pre-COVID, during COVID, post-COVID, at any time of the year, no matter the weather. You think the post office works in nor rain nor sleet nor snow. Folks, they don't have anything on the city of Union City. Of course, the leadership here, along with Mayor Stack joining him, are distinguished commissioners, Lucio Fernandez, Marjorie Martinetti, Celine Valdivia, and of course, Wendy Guron. And I can't say enough about the great things going on in the city of Union City. Folks, as a reminder, coming up tomorrow at the William Musto Cultural Center, Mayor Brian Stack and the Board of Commissioners will have a Key to the City presentation honoring the distinguished artistic career of Alvaro Torres. Once again, at 7 o'clock tomorrow at the William Musto Cultural Center, folks, 420 15th Street in Union City downtown. You can certainly RSVP at 862-270-7088. Once again, folks, tomorrow night, Wednesday, February the 8th at 7 p.m. free admission, as our mayor and state senator, Brian Stack, along with the board commissioners, will have a Key to the City presentation ceremony honoring the distinguished artistic career of Alvaro Torres, folks, an amazing human being and great contributions he's done for the city of Union City. Folks, also on the city website, as a reminder, the Anchor Tax Relief Program has been extended to the deadline of February the 28th. With inflation and rising costs, of course, this program is going to be very beneficial to our community. Again, check it out at www.ucnj.com for more information on how to file and, of course, see if you're eligible for the Anchor Tax Relief Program here in the state of New Jersey. As we know, constituent days continue with Mayor Stack coming up on Valentine's Day, February the 14th. February the 21st, as well as February 28th, folks, a full schedule and additional information of locations and times, all available to you, once again, at ucnj.com. Make sure you follow the City of Union City on Instagram, certainly via Mayor Stack, at Mayor Stack. Also, follow him on Twitter, at Mayor Stack as well. Make sure you like the City of Union City on Facebook, folks. City of Union City, the city I call home, proud sponsor of Talking Nothing here on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I also want to tell you about the Township of Weehawken. Great, great leadership there by Mayor Richard Turner, along with the town council and the township administrator, Gio Almada, again, proudly supporting the podcast. Since 2020, of course, you can check out all the great stuff in the township of Weehawken, whether it's events, community, government departments, recreation, all that and much more, ladies and gentlemen, once again, by going to weehawken-nj.us. Weehawken Town Hall is located conveniently at 400 Park Avenue. You can call in advance. 201-319-6005. Weehawken Town Hall is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I can't say enough about how hard they work in the township of Weehawken for its residents, for its kids, for its Department of Recreation, also for the Board of Education, ladies and gentlemen, the town of Weehawken, working hard, award-winning, such an outstanding reputation, all that and much more, folks, brought to you by the Township of Weehawken, of course, sponsors here of the podcast and Blog Talk Radio. And last but not least, I do want to tell you about our last sponsor here on the show. He is a fellow member of Cowboys Nation. He's my state senator here in the newly revamped 33rd Legislative District. And I'll tell you about State Senator Brian P. Stack. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't say enough about Brian and his support of this podcast. He's made numerous appearances, hoping to get him on during this election season here, as we not just approach a very important mayoral race in West New York, but also the primary races for state senators, along with his new running mates, assembly candidates Julio Marenco and current West New York Mayor Gabriel Rodriguez. Obviously, the new 33rd Legislative District consists of the city of Union City, Weehawken, West New York, Guttenberg, North Bergen, and Secaucus, all great townships here in the new 33rd Legislative District. Ladies and gentlemen, State Senator Stack did open a recent legislative campaign office on 3800 Palisade Avenue. Make sure you stop by there, looking to volunteer and show some time and support for the state senator, as well as contact them on his cell phone anytime, 201-376-1942. Once again, 201 376-1942. If you need to reach State Senator Brian Stack, I can't say enough, folks, about the hardest working man in the state legislature. He makes it a point to help his constituents. And again, folks, this isn't window dressing, because it isn't. It's like transparency. It's being there. It's passing bills for renters relief. It's passing bills to improve the quality of life in his district. And that's what State Senator Brian Stack has been doing. Simple as that, folks. There's no refuting it. The record says it all there during his time in the state legislature. And of course, working hard with both sides of the aisle, really, in Trenton, which is what State Senator Stack does. Very proud of his representation. I know you are too. Any information, of course, always email him, SDNSTACK@njleg.org. And of course, always contact them anytime, 201-376-1942. State Senator Brian Stack, certainly a proud sponsor here of the podcast every week on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, I can't say enough really about the success of the show again as we approach the 6-year mark on March the 1st. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the show's successful because of you. Certainly, my talents have something to do with it, but quite frankly, it's because of you, my loyal listening audience. They continue to make Talking the Hudson the podcast to listen to in Hudson County politics. Despite what some haters may say, they might not like it. That's okay. They're still listening. And I know that all of you are too. And of course, folks, you know, it is election season. We have a lot to talk about during the election cycle. Certainly primaries coming up here legislatively in the 31st, 32nd, 33rd. There's a highly contested mayoral race in West New York, but there's also a highly contested mayoral race in the township of North Bergen, folks. We know that Mayor Nicholas Sacco unveiled a new ticket that he'll be running on coming up on May the 9th, but challenging him once again, and a guy who is considerable outreach in the community. He is just someone who comes from strong immigrant roots, a successful businessman, a guy who's been out in the community helping residents rain, shine, no matter what time of year. And he's a guy that I know a lot of you tuned in for this week. He's my guest. Folks, mayoral candidate in the township of North Bergen, Larry Weinstein, joins us here on Blog Talk Radio. Larry, how are you?
Fernando, thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Okay. Larry, also, I also do want to start off by saying, Larry, I've had a chance to talk with you, I think, since I saw you at the League of Municipalities in November in Atlantic City. I know you recently did lose your brother, so my sincerest condolences to you and your family. I know that was a very tough loss for your family. And, again, I've had a chance to talk to you, but I did want to extend my condolences to you and consider my prayers go out to you and your family, Larry.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's been a tremendous loss for myself, my kids, and especially my mom.
Sure, absolutely. Again, my condolences go out to you and your family during what is still a difficult time for sure, Larry. Larry, I appreciate you coming on here today.
No, Fernando, I wasn't really going to talk about my brother, but, since you brought it up, I'm going to briefly talk about that. My brother passed away in Union City. And I know firsthand how important it is to have a police department that is responsive, and quick response is so important, as well as EMS. Tremendous love for all police officers, law enforcement, EMS workers. But the response time that my brother received in Union City was second to none. They were there. The police department was there within 3 or 4 minutes. EMS workers were there within 6 or 7 minutes, and it was, to some way or degree, it was a relief that, they did whatever they could to save him, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to the police department, to the EMS, and to the leadership in Union City, which is, Mayor Stack, because it all starts from the top, and that's what we need in North Bergen. One of the main complaints I get from the residents of North Bergen is, and believe me, I love the police department and we need them tremendously. EMS is extremely important. I'm talking from experience, but the response time is slow. And one of my goals is to improve that response time. And that would be by hiring more police officers and EMS workers. And it's something that's doable and it's possible. And I think is extremely important. And well, I just want to end that with, you know, with that thought.
No, certainly, Larry. And we'll get to that in a little bit. I really want to get to the sort of the bread and butter, as they say, of the campaign and what you're looking to call attention to. But let's give our listeners who perhaps are listening to you for the very first time, let's sort of have a good, healthy chronology here. Again, this is the academic in me as a history professor. You know, I'm someone that really is about history and understanding people and their backgrounds and really where they come from. And, you know, you're just like myself, Larry. I mean, you are a part of the immigrant experience. You are the son of immigrants, as am I. You understand the immigrant experience firsthand. Tell us a little bit about your parents, again, growing up in Argentina and certainly immigrating here, and the impact that that had on you and the influence really it's had on you.
Yeah, absolutely. My parents came from South America approximately 1965. They lived in Jersey City for a while. They came with two suitcases and my older brother. They were poor people, hardworking people, and just instilled in us hard work, dedication, morals, honesty. And after a couple of years of, you know, living in Jersey City, they moved into Union City, where they opened up a small bodega. And that's where I grew up. I grew up behind a counter, working with my parents, you know, stocking shelves. I don't know if that's possible in today's day and age, but it was a tremendous experience. And I'm grateful for everything that they've provided my brother and I. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful because they were hardworking people with good morals, tremendous work ethic, and I'm proud of who I became. And that's what I want to do for the people of North Bergen, is to create a better tomorrow for all the people in North Bergen, and provide, you know, those opportunities that were provided to them, to the mm-hmm. residents of North Bergen.
Mm-hmm. Now, Larry, certainly, again, with your background, I know a lot of people might look at the name, might, you know, sometimes politics is always perception, Larry. And people, I think, look at optics and look at the sort of the visual and just sort of make their own, I guess, judgments or come to whatever determination that they want. But I'm sure over the years, you know, obviously having Hispanic parents from South America, from Argentina, you know, how often do you have to overcome sort of that, I don't know, maybe that misconception that, like, oh, Larry Weinstein, like, that doesn't sound Hispanic. How is it that Larry is Hispanic? How is it that Larry is so, you know, such a fixture in the Hispanic community in Northern Hudson County? How have you overcome that? Because I'm sure many people have approached you with this.
Yeah, I understand. And I'm proud of my roots. I'm proud of my parents. I'm proud of my name. But my father's first name is Enrique. My mother's first name is Maria. And their first language was Spanish. And even, you know, my dad passed away a couple of years back, but my mom's, you know, still has a very, very strong accent when she speaks English. And we're all fluent in Spanish. I'm fluent in Spanish. My kids are fluent in Spanish. And those are my roots. I lived in Argentina. I graduated from grammar school in Argentina. I'm proud of that. And that's my background. I love my culture. I love the people, and I think we need more Hispanic representation within our community.
Okay, no, certainly, and I think that sort of leads me into what I'm about to sort of, you know, tackle here. And I know that you've always had an excellent turnout when it comes to the various Hispanic parades that we have here in Northern Hudson County. It seems like when the weather gets warmer, either in the spring or in the fall, my God, it seems like there's a parade every other week, which I know, I mean, listen, for some of us, I think it becomes, you know, a little bit of a pain to travel through Hudson County with traffic being blocked off and Bergen being closed down. But it's also a representation, though, Larry, about the melting pot that we live in. And that's really, I think, what Hudson County represents, that melting pot, the home to immigrants, going back decades, you know, to my grandparents coming from Cuba, you know, and Spain collectively. Obviously, my dad immigrating from Colombia. I think that Hudson County really is the symbol, I think, of what the melting pot experience is here in Hudson County. That's changed dramatically over the decades. We've had more of an influx from the Caribbean, certainly Central and South America collectively. you know, we look at these parades and we see you having such a presence there. We see you having a great turnout of people that consistently support you. You know, when you think about your standing in the community, you just mentioned about the importance of Hispanic representation in government. And I think that, listen, if we learned anything from the census data, Larry, from, you know, that was compiled, you know, Hudson County, like New Jersey, like the rest of the country, is not getting whiter. It's not getting blacker. It's getting browner. It's much more Hispanic now than it ever was. You know, do you see yourself as a crusader for Hispanics?
You know, I love the people in North Bergen, and like you said, it's just a huge melting pot of people, all different nationalities and races. Our strongest population in North Bergen, Union City, and West New York is the Hispanic people that probably consist of maybe 70-75% of our residents. And I'm humbled, I'm honored that they follow me, that support me, that have become my family, that are my friends. And the reason for that is that I understand what their needs are. I understand where they're coming from. I know what they need. And that's not why I'm able to build that strong relationship with the Hispanic community. And I'm tremendously honored by the following and the reception that we get from the people of North Bergen, and not only from the Hispanic community, but all the people in North Bergen. And when I'm elected mayor, the community, our township, belongs to everybody. It just doesn't belong to one group or people that work for the administration or people that are elected into office. You know, the township belongs to everyone, and that includes people that work for the town or Hispanic community or Arabic community, whatever person that may be. I am ready and prepared to serve all the people.
Now, Larry, let's get into the crux. Obviously, you've announced your candidacy. We know that, you know, you are attempting again to unseat Nick Sacco, who is seeking a ninth term. And for a lot of residents, I think, in Hudson County, especially northern Hudson County, you know, they've seen Nick Sacco as a fixture in county politics and in North Bergen politics. You have made it very clear you're running a very positive campaign. You're looking to run, at least from my understanding, you're looking to run a campaign that is predicated on what you can do to improve the town. I think more times than not, Larry, I think what ends up happening in campaigns, whether at the national level, state level, even local level, I think sometimes it just becomes sort of a pissing match. And I think that turns off a lot of people at all levels, right? And I would say that this is a campaign, and again, I don't want to speak for you. I think, you know, I'm a pretty good student of history. I think in the times you've run against the mayor, I think every campaign has been different. I think we learn from campaigns. We learn from what we do differently, what we'd like to do differently, and what we're looking to do better. That sounds like the underlying tone this time around. Not to say the other campaigns haven't been positive, but I think this one now more than ever, I think you see the urgency in just pointing out what you're trying, what you want for North Bergen, what you want to do better by the residents of North Bergen. I think that's the tone that I'm getting of your campaign. Is that fair to say?
Yes, Fernando. I mean, the current administration, they're going to invest and they're going to spend millions of dollars of political contributions that they received just to run a nasty campaign. They're going to have dirty tricks, and they're not going to be providing the people of North Bergen with a vision, and they're not going to discuss what the residents want for a better North Bergen. And that's why I want to, you know, talk to the current administration, debate them, and talk about what we need to make North Bergen a better place. Which includes, and I understand that the school system is a separate autonomous body, but we have to build new schools. We need to lower property taxes. As a result of lower property taxes, we're going to have lower rents. We need to fix our potholes and improve our streets, the quality of life, the communication between government And it's people is extremely important. And that doesn't exist. They're just so out of touch. I think one of the most important branches of government is local government. And it's important to have open lines of communication at all times where a local resident, so if anybody has a problem or a concern or has a question, that they're always able to reach and contact one of their public officials, either if it's the mayor or the commissioners. And, you know, that's why I want to have a Department of Social Services, but a real Department of Social Services that's open at least from 7 o'clock in the morning till at least 7 o'clock at night, that's going to be open and accessible to all the people. And I truly mean that. I think it's so important because there's so many problems that could be solved by just a phone call, you know, sending a text to the mayor, sending a picture to the mayor. And that's exactly what I intend to do, is to have direct communication with the residents. I've been doing it for years, and I'm so proud that I had the honor of serving and helping thousands and thousands of people through all the different activities and programs that we've offered throughout the years. And, you know, and Fernando, we don't receive any political contributions. You know, it all comes out of pocket. We don't get donations. And I do it from the bottom of my heart because I have a tremendous passion to help people, to serve, to improve the quality of life of our residents. And I've helped residents in all different areas and avenues and wherever I can. And I continue to offer those programs. And I plan to do that even at a larger scale once we win in May.
Now, that revelation I think itself is very interesting, though, Larry, because I think when we talk about, you know, at the local level, social services, I think constituent services, you know, that is something that, you know, listen, I plug him a lot on this show. He's a friend of mine. He's a guy that, let's be fair, if you look at the blueprint, if you look at what the model is for what you want in a municipality, let's be fair, folks. I mean, Brian Stack is the blueprint of that, right? Like, you look at Mayor Stack, State Senator Stack as well, in terms of his accessibility, constituent services. I mean, just very simply, constituent days. You know, he goes to different parts of the city in mobile constituent hours. I visited some of them. I've got, you know, I'm friends with the mayor, obviously. I talk to him regularly. You know, we see stuff like that. And let's be fair, Larry, it works. We've seen that Brian Stack
Fernando,
makes it work.
No, I agree. And Fernando, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, my first business was in Union City, and I lived in Union City. I have a successful business in Union City. And at one point, you know, some time ago, Mayor Stack asked me to be part of his Union City UEZ board. I later became the chairman, and I was the chairman for about 10 years. And, you know, I have firsthand knowledge of how he operates and the love that he has for the people and the city. And I enjoyed it. I did it as a volunteer. I spent a tremendous amount of hours and to help the community in Union City, the business owners specifically. And I learned a lot. And that is what we need to bring into North Bergen. And I agree with his philosophy in helping the community. And I think I could do, I am sure that we could do just as good. And we always strive to do better. But he is a role model. He's an example of what government should be throughout the state and throughout the country. And I admire him tremendously. And we plan on working with him in the near future. And we're planning to welcome him into North Bergen as our next senator.
Well, without question, we know that, and I've said before on this program, I mean, certainly State Senator Stack is the hardest working member of the legislature, without question. Getting back to the constituent services, Larry, that you're proposing, I think certainly that's a great idea. I think also it is a testament to understanding what the community needs. And I think there's no doubt that is a dynamic, I think, that is missing, and one I think that will be crucial for the township of North Bergen, for sure. Folks, if you're just joining us right now, it is 8:25 on the East Coast here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're just tuning in right now, my guest this week is North Bergen mayoral hopeful and local businessman Larry Weinstein here joining us on Talking the Hudson. Larry, we'll get back to the campaign in a minute, but a little bit more about your background. I think it's important for our listeners tonight to get a sense of who you are, if they're just hearing about you for the first time, you know, maybe a new North Bergen resident just moved into town, you know, is listening to the podcast for the first time, doesn't have, you know, an idea really about your background. You know, we talk about, obviously, you being the son of immigrants. I know you grew up attending Memorial High School, as I did, graduating from Memorial. Looking back at your time when you were going to Memorial, did you ever think for a second, again, sitting in homeroom or wherever you were, in any class specifically, did you ever think that the son of immigrants would be running for mayor or for political office someday? Did that ever cross your mind back then?
Well, you know, I graduated from Memorial High School in 1989, and I have tremendous fond memories of the teachers. I'm a proud product of the public school system. I loved my friends and the administration. I believe at that time Dr. Van Zanten was the principal. I always enjoyed listening to his speeches and different events and ceremonies. I always looked up to you know, Senator Robert Menendez and Congressman Albio Series, and you know, and I want to be that next person for the people of North Bergen. I'm not looking to aspire into any other position. I just love serving local government. I want to know, you know, who has a pothole on their block, who hasn't had garbage that wasn't picked up. I want to know if anybody needs any type of social service assistance. I want to know if somebody needs a ride to their doctor. I want to know if anybody needs help in finding an apartment. And that's what I think, you know, local government should be all about. It's about serving the community, improving their quality of life. And, you know, I always had this love and passion to help people. And that's what inspired me to be involved and to run for office. You know, and the only way that we could make a change in North Bergen and to improve and in the services for all the people is to be involved in government. And I never really thought about running, but I saw so many injustices in North Bergen that I felt that somebody needed to make a change. And that's the only way I believe that I can make a change is by changing this current administration and offering the services that the people deserve that they're entitled to.
Well, fair enough. Certainly, Larry, part of running for any office, especially at the local level, is understanding the needs of the community. So let's get into that. I know you talked about the importance of, you know, hiring more police officers accordingly. When you look at, quite frankly, listen, I think that North Bergen really is experiencing, I think, a lot of what most of New Jersey is experiencing. And that's like, there's that word that gets a lot of, you know, I think backlash and vitriol. It's development. You know, we're the most densely populated county, not just, well, really in the country, never mind the state of New Jersey. And we keep seeing more and more development everywhere, all the way down south in Bayonne, all the way west to Kearney and Harrison in Hudson County. Yeah, folks, by the way, Kearney and Harrison are in Hudson County. I think people forget that sometimes. All the way to Secaucus and obviously up and down North Bergen and certainly along the waterfront. What can you tell our listeners tonight who are concerned about development and about the fact that maybe lifelong residents that grew up in North Bergen maybe are getting priced out? What do you want to say to them that can put them at ease in terms of what you represent, what your campaign represents, and at the end of the day, quite frankly, you know, some assurances you can give tonight on the air?
You know, and that's a very, very serious problem that we're having, you know, not only in North Bergen, but throughout the county. But I'm going to speak specifically about North Bergen. We have overdevelopment, and it's irresponsible development. And I'm all pro economic activity and new business, but it has to be planned out carefully. We need to upgrade our master plan, and we need to stick to the master plan. But throughout the years, there's been a tremendous amount of irresponsible development without having the proper traffic studies and analysis. And the other thing that really upsets me is that we have the one-family homeowners, two-family homeowners, and other property owners that pay their property taxes day to day. They pay their taxes on time. They improve their properties. But then you get these out-of-town developers that contribute so much money to the political machine, and in return they get a 30-year tax abatement, or they get a tax break, or whatever you want to call it. You know, they call it the pilot program. They have all these, you know, gimmicky names that they apply to it, but they're only paying a fraction of their property taxes, and that's hurting our tax base, and it's hurting all the people in North Bergen, and it's also creating a tremendous burden on our sewer system. We suffer from tremendous flooding throughout North Bergen, and it's so hurtful when I go door to door and I listen to the concerns of our residents, where they either lived in North Bergen for, you know, the last 20 or 30 years, or that new homeowner that came in, and they say, Larry, I paid $750,000 for my home. I put everything I had into this property. And every time it rains, I get, you know, 12 or, you know, 24 inches of water down in my basement. I invested, and this is, you know, I'm quoting somebody that I recently met, and he says, I invested another $50,000 to try to solve the problem. I still can't, you know, make it better. I contacted the township. I contacted all the different departments, and I just get ignored, and it falls on deaf ears. And that's part of the problem. I'm not only talking about listening to our residents, but I'm talking about the overdevelopment, the irresponsible development, and the need for parking. I mean, there's a tremendous lack of parking in North Bergen, and I see it every single day going door to door, where I see, you know, mothers and fathers waiting in their car for 20 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, you know, just waiting for a parking spot. So we need to bring in professionals that are going to do what's right for the people, not what's good for the elected officials. And, you know, I'm all in favor of development when it's responsible development. Now, in terms of people being priced out, it's shameful of what's happening, because they're bringing in all these developers. They're building these, you know, 200-300-unit apartment buildings, and they're not providing any type of relief to our residents. And that's part of my plan, is to build up more affordable housing and to work together with the developers to bring in apartments that are going to be affordable. Now, if somebody's going to get a tax abatement, or they're going to be part of the pilot program and they're going to get a tax break for 30 years, you have to give something back to the community. And that's either, you know, improve our infrastructure or provide some type of affordable housing units to the people that are in need. And I feel strongly about that, because it's a tremendous problem. I must get at least 50 to 60 calls a week for people that have lived in North Bergen their entire lives, want to continue to live here, have their roots here, but they're just being priced out. You know, I even get phone calls from people that work in the administration, you know, people that work at the Board of Education, because they're being forced to live here, but it's just so unaffordable when you have to pay, you know, $2,000 for a one-bedroom apartment. You know, they're charging, you know, $2,500 for a two-bedroom, and for a three-bedroom, it goes between $3,000 and $3,500. So it's very, very expensive, and they're pricing out a lot of people, not only people from within the administration, but, you know, our general public as well.
Well, Larry, just to be clear, because, again, I don't know what the dynamics are in the town. I know that I talk to a lot of teachers and school employees throughout different municipalities. Is that a specific requirement in North Bergen? Because I know in other townships, that's not the case. I know that's not the case in Union City, West New York, Secaucus, for example, even Jersey City. So, I mean, is that something specific in North Bergen where you, if you work at the Board of Ed, you have to live in town? Like, is that something that is been established? Is that, like, official? Because that's not the case. And
no, it's not. My understanding is that it's not official, even though, you know, they would want them to work in town and live in town so they could get their vote, which is, I find it a conflict of interest. But no, it's not a requirement. And
No, the reason I ask is because I think sometimes, you know, we see how municipalities manage, and I get the understanding of wanting employees within close proximity, but I was just curious. Larry, you know, we talk about the presence of Nick Sacco again as he seeks a ninth term, an unprecedented, I think, ninth term in North Bergen. I don't believe any other mayor in recent mayoral history, I think in any municipality, I think, is even gone that far, as in terms of how many years in office. But we know that Mayor Sacco is no longer the state senator. He'll finish out his term this year, but due to redistricting, we've learned that the districts have been changed somewhat. The 33rd legislative district is now taking on North Bergen, as before it used to be in the 32nd. Now the 32nd district will consist of strictly of Hoboken, downtown Jersey City, the Jersey City Heights, very different than what we know the 32nd district now. You know, we've all heard the stories. We know that Mayor Sacco decided not to primary state senator Sack this year. Obviously, current state senator Sacco, I think, wanted to sort of bow out gracefully, continue to run for another term in North Bergen. When you look at Mayor Sacco, and I think it's important to sort of, when you look at the competition, you know, look at, it's easy to sort of dissect maybe what we don't like about the competition. But to be fair, I think, and to be intellectually honest here, is there anything that Nick Sacco has done well?
Well, he's done well in giving no-show jobs to certain people. I think that he had a tremendous opportunity to do so much in the last 40 years. I mean, mayor, state senator, director of schools, we had the possibility of bringing so many resources to the Board of Education and throughout our township. And we haven't built the new school in over 50 years. 50 years. You know, Fernando, our school population doubled. And he wasn't able to expand our educational system. You know, and I totally understand that it's a separate autonomous body. But, you know, 35 years ago, you know, he was offered to be part of the Abbott School program. And why did he deny it? Why did he not want to be part of the Abbott School system? We lost hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to improve the education for our children, to improve our school system, and to provide the best education that was possible. And he just let it slip away. And why did he do that? Because he just didn't want to be accountable to the state officials by getting all new hires approved by the state and them overseeing the books and records. And that's the sad part. I mean, you know, he had tremendous clout. He had a tremendous influence. And that's all gone now because obviously he's not going to be our state senator. But he was the director of schools for 40 years. And the stories that I hear from the parents, from the children, is heartbreaking. I've helped a tremendous amount of students, special needs students that needed help, that weren't getting the education that they were entitled to by law, that they deserved. And out of my own pocket, I spent, you know, so much money in representing these children with special advocates so they could get the education that they deserve. And I'm proud of that. I really am. If I could just help one more person in this world, I would be grateful for that. And I plan to do so much more in the future. And just imagine what I was able to do as a private citizen without donations and just working hard and staying in touch with our community. Just imagine what I can do if I become the mayor of North Bergen. We could flip this town around and we could make this the best town in the state of New Jersey. I honestly say that. So when you ask me what did Sacco do well for our community, I'm sorry. I don't know. I can't answer that question. But I can tell you that he really failed our community.
Well, I mean, obviously now we're looking at 2023 and we're seeing that, you know, based on the great job he's done in Union City, I mean, I think it's fair to say that State Senator Sack is going to be able to go to Trenton and certainly advocate for North Bergen and West New York and Guttenberg and Secaucus, I think, differently. And I think he'll do it in a much more effective manner. And again, this is not a slight. So anybody listening at home, you know, don't take it as like, oh, my God, look at Fernando attack. I'm not attacking anybody. I'm simply stating the facts. I think we've seen the body of work. We've seen what State Senator Sack has been able to do in his own district and how he's helped to improve schools in his district. Those are facts. And I'm fairly certain, Larry, that I think that, you know, with confidence, now that North Bergen is being, you know, transitioned into the new 33rd legislative district, I have no doubts that, you know, North Bergen is going to get the funding that maybe they lack or have been lacking because of State Senator Sack's, you know, position in Trenton and his influence. And I think that that's going to be a positive. If anything, listen, I said this to a lot of people off the air, and I'll say it on the air now. If there's one there's multiple positive things, obviously, of the redistricting process, and certainly with State Senator Stack now representing these new towns as what the 33rd was years ago. If anything else, folks, it's going to be good to have State Senator Stack advocating in Trenton for North Bergen, for West New York, for Guttenberg, for Secaucus. That's not the case. Again, I don't want to give a bad, you know, I mean, I grade a lot, obviously, but I don't want to sound harsh here, Larry, but the truth is that, you know, if anything, the silver lining with redistricting is now Stack is going to help bring the necessary dollars from Trenton to these school districts now here. And I think that's a good thing.
Fernando, I agree with you. I don't know of any other elected official that has the love and the passion and the work ethic that he has for his community. I welcome him into North Bergen, and he's a blessing from God because he will be doing tremendous things, and he'll have tremendous progress for the people of North Bergen and for his district. And I don't know what else to say. He's a workaholic. He loves what he does. I have firsthand information and experience in working with him. We've always had a very, very good relationship, an excellent relationship. And I admire him tremendously. You know, I remember some time ago we were at the diner, and it's a funny story. Well, actually, it's not a funny story, but it always left a very, very positive impression of what he's about. And we were at the diner. It was maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night, and he gets a call that there was a fire in downtown Union City, and I didn't know what the call was about. And he says, he just gets up, and he was eating his muffin, and he says to me, "Larry, we got to go." I go, "Where are we going, Mayor?" He goes, "There's a fire downtown." So he jumps in his car, and I'm following him. And he gets there. We both get there before the fire department. And he opens up his door, and I said, "Mayor, where are you going?" He goes, "I'm going inside." The people were still there. The flames were going through the roof. And I followed him into the building, and he starts pounding on doors before the fire department got there, before the police department got there. Mm-hmm. And he started getting people out. And you know, every minute counts. It's just an example of, you know, how he operates and the passion he has for the people.
So Larry, you know, we look at, and folks, if you're just joining us right now, it's 8:44 here on the East Coast on Blog Talk Radio. My guest tonight is North Bergen mayoral hopeful Larry Weinstein, joining us here tonight on Talking to Nothing. Larry, you know, one of the big questions I'm sure you get, because I've seen you go door to door. I know people that in North Bergen that have seen, "Hey, you know, I just saw Larry on my block," and his volunteers are knocking on doors, getting signatures, giving out flyers, taking down notes about constituent concerns, potential constituent concerns. I'm sure a question that you get a lot when you knock on doors, and that's not easy, because a lot of people get turned off by politics. A lot of people don't want to open doors. A lot of people don't want to sort of entertain, you know, campaign volunteers at any time of day, much less whether it's good weather, bad weather, cold, hot, whatever. When you knock on doors with your volunteers and they ask you, "Larry, what can you do for North Bergen? We hear you. We don't like A, B, and C about North Bergen, but we just don't feel it can change because it's not realistic." Have you heard those comments from people? And what's your response? Because I'm sure you've heard them. If not, you're going to hear those.
You know, when I go door to door for our volunteers, it's a tremendous honor, first of all, to be able to meet with them, to talk to them, listen to their concerns, and offer solutions. And, you know, sometimes I hear, "Larry, it's a tough fight. You know, it's not easy." And I just have a tremendous love and passion for the people of North Bergen. And I my intention is to continue to fight and to provide the services that I've been providing for many, many years. And I just, I have a love for government. You know, I'm not a politician. I'm not a career politician. And but I love good government, and I love government when it works for the people. And I think that's what's important. So yes, we have a tough fight, but when I go door to door, the people receive me with open arms, and they're very, very positive, and they're welcoming. And I love the people of North Bergen, and I continue to go door to door now, in the future, and even after we win. I think it's so important. And I also think it's important that we have commissioner meetings throughout our township, that we have community meetings with our police department in different parts of town. You know, North Bergen is a very, very large community, and the problems that we face either, you know, uptown or downtown are very, very different. And every single block has their own issues and concerns. And that's why I think it's important that we hold community meetings in different areas of town. And even if it's on the street or if it's in somebody's apartment or if it's in one of the schools, I think that communication between the people and the residents is extremely, extremely important. And I plan to continue to do that. So I feel very confident that we're going to be successful in May. And I ask everybody to come out and vote and talk to their friends and talk to their neighbors and family and spread the word. And our offices are always open to volunteers or people that want to make phone calls or give out flyers or even walk with me. It's a tremendous honor, and I love doing it, and I love the people. And we plan on working very, very hard for the next couple of months and beyond that.
Larry, you mentioned before, obviously, the importance of schools. We have seen nearby municipalities such as Jersey City, Union City especially, and certainly the potential, because we haven't seen a new school in West New York, I think, since the mid-2000s. Is it realistic to expect that a new school could be possibly built in the township of North Bergen? I mean, it's very densely populated, like the rest of the county itself. We know that the high school, I believe, is going to be moving to what was, I think, along Tully Avenue, the old high-tech high school. We know that there's going to be a new high-tech high school coming up in Jersey City by Liberty State Park, I believe. Again, we're seeing nearby municipalities get new schools. You made reference to the fact that North Bergen has not had one in quite some time. That's fair enough. But realistically, how plausible is it to find space in North Bergen for, let's say, a new middle school or a new elementary school? You're correct. The population in North Bergen has skyrocketed like it has everywhere else. I mean, we just saw on Kennedy Boulevard a new downtown library branch that opened, but that took years to finish. I mean, different circumstances. Again, we had COVID, funding. I mean, there are things that sometimes are out of the control of people in government. We know that. So I don't want to place blame on anybody because that's not fair either. But realistically, looking at North Bergen, looking at the landscape of North Bergen, is it plausible to find some space for a new school?
Fernando, absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the first doors I'm going to knock on when we win this election is Governor Murphy. Governor Murphy loves North Bergen. Governor Murphy loves our children. And I intend to lobby and work my heart out until we have not only one school, but several schools in North Bergen. And, you know, you mentioned the school on Tunnelly Avenue, and I usually don't get frightened easily. But that school terrifies me. It terrifies me. We recently had a death on 91st Street and Tunnelly Avenue. We had another death on 37th Street and Tunnelly Avenue not too long ago. We had about six fatalities in 2022, and we had hundreds and hundreds of accidents along Tunnelly Avenue. I don't want not one child to cross Tunnelly Avenue. And I understand they're saying they're going to bust the children, and it's impossible. You're going to have that one child that says, hey, I'm going to cross Tunnelly Avenue today. And I am terrified. And I had hundreds of parents, you know, contact me and call me about the school on Tunnelly Avenue. That's no place to have 7th, 8th, 9th graders go to school. You know, that was the Voc-Tech. All the kids were coming from all around the county, and they're all being bussed in. They don't have a traffic plan. They don't have a pedestrian walkway plan. They don't have any of that. And it's so irresponsible to have a school there without having the proper planning. You know, the first thing they should have done before renovating that old school was to at least have a bridge going along Tunnelly Avenue to get the children and the parents safely across. And there's no plans for that. And I'm really afraid for all the children. I really am.
Well, that's a fair argument. And I think that's a very legitimate concern, especially with so much traffic. We know that Tunnelly Avenue at all times of day and night. I mean, there are never cars not driving and sometimes flying by. It almost seems like an episode of Fast and the Furious when you look at cars traveling north and south on Tunnelly Avenue. When we think about not just our schools. You know, you mentioned obviously you're a big advocate of wanting to get funding for schools in, you know, subsequently from Trenton. I mean, obviously, should you win on May 9th, obviously you're looking to work with State Senator Stack on this. You know, we look
Absolutely.
At schools. You mentioned before the importance of, I guess, more personnel in the North Bergen Police Department. I mean, is it underfunded? I'm sorry, not underfunded. Is it under, I hate to use the word underdeveloped. Is it not just in terms of staffing, is it not staffed the way other departments are nearby? Because, again, I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I think it's fair to say that North Bergen, I think, comparably has about maybe the same ratio of a force, maybe that Union City, West New York, Secaucus, and even maybe Hoboken does, or are we just talking different dynamics here?
Well, yeah, you're somewhat right, Fernando. North Bergen is a lot longer. It's a lot larger than Union City. However, Union City, I don't know how many police officers they have, but I believe that it's about 150 officers. I know that in North Bergen we have 130 police officers. So, yes, it's understaffed, and we need more police officers, and we need more EMS. One of the complaints that I constantly get is the response time in North Bergen, especially the EMS, because they only operate with two ambulances. And, if you get a call on Uptown North Bergen on 91st Street and you get another traffic accident somewhere in town, and you get that third person that calls that, you know, is not feeling well for whatever reason, I mean, that response time is going to take a long, long time. And sometimes they call in, you know, for assistance, you know, to neighbor from neighboring municipalities, and that could take between an hour and a half. And it's a terrible situation to be in. And that's something that could be changed immediately.
Now, we think about the process itself. When someone says, hey, Larry wants to hire more cops, okay, on face value, Larry, that sounds not just noble, it sounds like, hey, he wants to govern. He wants to make sure that he's improving the quality of life in the township of North Bergen, that he's improving response times and everything else. Larry, is it possible to do that without some sort of tax increase? Because at some point in time, you have to find the money from somewhere, right? So is it, you know, certainly cutting anything in North Bergen, any, you know, vital social programs for seniors, for kids, obviously that's off the table, and rightfully so. But is it possible to want to hire without maybe some sort of tax increase? Because that's what people get nervous about. Oh, so-and-so wants to hire more A, B, and C. Is it realistic to do that without raising taxes?
I am going to answer that with so much confidence. And not only are we going to improve services, but we're going to lower taxes. And you know, residents say to me all the time, Larry, everybody says the same thing. But there's so much fat in the North Bergen Municipal Budget. There's so much mismanagement, and there's so much irresponsibility that there is enough funding to improve services, to increase the police department, to increase our EMS services, and lower property taxes. And one of the main problems that we're having is that they continue to offer these tax breaks to all these out-of-town developers. You know, we're looking at the Avalon property that, you know, Venieri was involved and his family was involved with and profiting from that deal. But we also, you have, 18th Street and Patterson Plank Road, and you have, you know, 49th Street and Tunnelly Avenue. We're building, you know, thousands of apartments, but they're all getting these 30-year tax breaks. Can you believe it? 30 years. And we're losing out on hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of the tax base that belongs to the people and that belongs to the rent payers, because when property taxes go up, our rents go up. And it's affecting everyone, and it's so irresponsible in doing that. So what's happening is that they're giving the out-of-town developers a tax break for 30 years, and in return, the municipality and the politicians are getting these huge political contributions, and it's all on the backs of the hardworking people in our community. And I intend to change that immediately and to have responsible development and to lower property taxes and improve services. And I'm very sincere about that, and I feel very, very strongly that it could be done.
Larry, as you're going door-to-door with volunteers, you know, talking to potential voters, trying to, again, win them over, maybe get them off the apathy train, which a lot of, I think a lot of locals sit on. I think a lot of locals ride that train. They're not very concerned about local politics. They just want to go to work, feed their families, you know, plan a vacation, et cetera. Oftentimes, some people just have been turned off by politics. What are you finding are some of the differences? Because North Bergen is very diverse. We're talking about all the way at the waterfront, right? Living near, let's say, Waterside and, you know, the Palisade General Hospital, for example, the Duchess Building, which is a luxury condo there on River Road, to all the way down on Tunnelly by where the old trailer home complex was, now near the light rail station. That's obviously now still not completed, but it's in the process of developing condos. I'm sure rent will be very expensive. You know, what are you seeing in terms of going through North Bergen? It's a very different North Bergen on River Road than it is on Tunnelly and in between. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, perhaps they don't take advantage of all the services and that we have in North Bergen, but they have their own concerns and they have their own issues. And I think it's a matter of just getting them more involved in our community. And that's why I feel that it's important to have our commissioner meetings, not at 11 o'clock in the morning, because most people work at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's important that we have our commissioner meetings, you know, at 7, 8 o'clock at night and in different parts of our community, so we could have everybody accessible to their government leaders and have a voice in our community and be part of our community. And I think most of the people on the waterfront are just being ignored. And my intention is to open the dialogue with them, listen to what their concerns are, what their needs are, and to provide the best possible services. Look, nobody is perfect. No mayor is perfect. But I intend to be honest. I intend to have a government that's going to be open and receptive to all the residents.
Now, Larry, I'm actually glad you brought up the commissioner's meetings, because I think that, and I've done some research on this, no other municipality has commissioner's meetings during the day. That's never made sense to me. I have yet to hear somebody explain it to me with any sort of valid reason why commissioner's meetings cannot be in the evening. West New York's are in the evening. Union City are in the evening. I mean, Jesus Christ, I mean, Brian Stack has mobile office hours throughout the city of Union City. And folks, again, if you don't believe me, go on UCNJ.com. The list is there. There's a full list. There's a PDF available for you to look at constituent meeting days. And Brian Stack does that from northern Union City all the way to the post office right by the viaduct, that little by Liberty Plaza, all the way downtown by literally the border of the Jersey City Heights. So, I mean, we see constituent hours that are mobile. We see, listen, I mean, it's almost become a spectacle now, but in Jersey City, Hoboken, council mayoral meetings are in the evenings. I mean, obviously they're being Zoomed now, for God's sakes, because we all understand the importance of, and even though COVID's over, as far as I'm concerned, you know, and we're out of the pandemic, again, I think we've seen firsthand, Larry, the importance of virtual meetings and remote meetings, giving people access that, let's say, you know what, they get home from work and they don't want to sit through traffic and travel to City Hall to sit in during a commissioner's meeting or a town hall meeting. Yes, that's great to see the, you know, technology working for us. I've never gotten a good answer from anybody why that's a good idea in North Bergen. Do you intend to change that when it comes to commissioner's meetings? Because I'm with you. I think anybody with a functional IQ has to see that it doesn't make sense to have meetings in the middle of the day. If concerned citizens who are working want to raise their concerns to the body in the township, they should be able to do it either virtually or at night.
Yeah. Fernando, I believe very strongly on open and transparent government. I agree with you. Most meetings should be held at 7 o'clock at night. You know, on occasion, maybe perhaps you could have one or two meetings during the day. But, you know, the reason that they have their meetings in the morning is very, very obvious. It's because they're hiding all the contracts and the no-show jobs and the low-show jobs that they're providing, and they want to keep the people of North Bergen in the dark. And it's wrong. I think it's insulting to the people of North Bergen. And that's how they get their contracts approved, and then they just ignore the residents. They don't receive any input. And when you do have an occasion, occasionally you have a resident show up at the meeting, they're disrespected, they're ignored, and they laugh at you. And it's sad. And that's why I'm going to be the voice of the people. I fought government and local government at all different levels, and I intend to provide the services that the people of North Bergen deserve. But I think it's important that we have more community meetings throughout town, especially on the waterfront as well, and listen to their concerns. We all have problems. Everybody has concerns, and it's important to listen and to act and improve the quality of life for everybody in North Bergen, including township employees and employees from the Board of Education. I'm here to listen. I'm here to work with everybody and to provide better services, to provide the children the education that they deserve and allow the teachers to do what they were hired to do. You know, one thing that I intend to do is to stop the politics in the school system. If you went to school to become a teacher and you were educated and you want to be a teacher, so then be the teacher, love the children, provide the children the education that they need. But I don't want them to be forced to buy political contribution tickets for the mayor's ball. I don't want them to go out door to door and give out flyers if they don't want to. If somebody wants to do it and somebody enjoys doing it, that's fine. But you can't force people to be involved in politics if they don't want to. That's why we're losing our best teachers and they're going to other communities because not all teachers want to do that. And they shouldn't be compensated based on their political preferences or based on what they do politically. They should be compensated by the education that the children are receiving and their love for their students and providing the best possible education. And I think that's very important as well.
Without a doubt, Larry, I think it is something that certainly is worth examining for sure. And, you know, as we're about to wrap up here, folks, we're hitting the 9 o'clock hour here. Here on Blog Talk Radio, our guest tonight is North Bergen Mayor hopeful Larry Weinstein. Joining us here on Talking Hudson, Larry, what would you say up until this point has been your biggest civic accomplishment? I know you're a very successful businessman. You create jobs. I mean, folks, you don't need an MBA from Harvard Business School to understand that this is capitalism at its finest here. Job creator, business owner, obviously opening up different businesses in different communities, benefiting those communities. But despite your successes as a businessman, what would you say is your biggest civic accomplishment?
You know, Fernando, throughout the years, we offered English classes, citizenship programs. We had attorneys that represented landlords and tenants. We provided food to people in need. We helped fire victims. We did a tremendous job in offering programs and services. But, you know, one of the smaller accomplishments that I think that I was successful in completing was stopping that power plant. Can you imagine, you know, I don't know if I'm sure you go down the turnpike on 13A and you see those huge smoke towers, blowing air into the smoke and contamination into the air. That's what the current mayor wanted in our community. And, you know, it's sad that this was going to be a power plant that was going to receive a 30-year tax abatement. It was going to provide power to out of state, and it was going to provide no benefit to the people of North Bergen with the exception of, you know, terrible illnesses. And this is what the mayor wanted. I mean, I at that time, I believe there was 16 mayors that were against this power plant, but there was only one person that wanted this this power plant, which is our local current mayor, and it's sad. And no person with a good conscience, and no person with a good heart would have wanted that for their community. And I'm proud that, you know, we were very, very instrumental in stopping that power plant. We campaigned against it. We reached out to our community. We rallied, and we were successful. And I'm proud. You know, my wife, you know, is Hispanic, and she loves the people of North Bergen, and she loves our community. And she says to me, Larry, you know, the last election, you know, you didn't win that election, but we stopped the power plant. And throughout the years to come, you saved a lot of heartache, and you helped a lot of people in preventing them from having different illnesses as a result of that power plant. And that, I feel grateful that we were able to do that.
Larry, without question, I think it is a testament to your commitment. I know that a lot of people might turn around and say, Larry, why are you bothering with this? You're a successful businessman. You have, you know, you and your lovely wife have raised amazing children. You are a fixture in the community. You are a guy that, again, you're a job creator. You're a guy that is the son of immigrants. People identify with your struggle. People identify with your upbringing. All of these accolades, all of this sort of this, you know, really like sort of a Hallmark Channel life story, I think is what I've just described. Why run for office, I think, is a question you probably get asked more times than I can think of.
You know, you mentioned my upbringing and my parents again. And, you know, my mom, Maria, and she's a fan of your show. And I don't.
I hope you don't mind,
but I'm gonna say hello to her in Spanish, if that's okay.
Sure.
Madrecita, te quiero mucho y te quiero agradecer muchísimo por todo lo que me has enseñado y por hacer todo lo que has hecho, la lucha, el trabajo, el esfuerzo. Y le mando un gran saludo a todas las madrecitas en North Bergen, que estoy acá para ayudarlos, para protegerlos. Y le digo a toda la comunidad que tienen su madre en sus casitas, que le den un gran abrazo y que los cuiden mucho. So, why am I doing this for North Bergen? You know, just like when my parents came to this country, they fought hard, they worked hard, and they needed help, and they needed assistance, and it was very, very difficult. And it was, they didn't get, you know, the services that were available to us today. And I want to give back to my community. I love North Bergen. I love the people. And I have a tremendous passion to serve and to make our town better. And I'm very, very confident that we can do that. And with the help of the people and being part of our team, I ask everybody to join us, to be part of this movement, to be part of this revolution, and to talk to your friends and family and to support us. Because I am a tremendous hard worker, and I don't give up. And I think that I'm going to be one of the best mayors in the state of New Jersey.
All right. Well, folks, he's Larry Weinstein. He's running for mayor in the township of North Bergen. You have a choice coming up on Tuesday, May the 9th. Without a doubt, Larry this evening has articulated his positions, I think, very well. And it's up to you, folks. You make a decision coming up on May the 9th. I know that Larry will be campaigning, as I'm sure also Mayor McSackle will be campaigning with his new ticket. Obviously, as you've been reading the news cycle, you know, it's in county politics recently. You'll know it's a new ticket. Actually, real quick, before I let you go, though, Larry, I do want to ask you on that. I know that the mayor announced a new ticket. The chairman of the Hudson County Democratic Organization, Anthony Veneri, who was, well, is going to be stepping down, was going to be the former chairman of the Hudson County Freeholder Board. I know they're called commissioners now, whatever, they're freeholders. The point is that Anthony Veneri has decided to step down from that. He's looking to run for commissioner position on that ticket. We have a Board of Education trustee in Claudia Rodriguez. The mayor's looking, again, to run for a ninth term with a slightly different ticket than he's had for some time. Your thoughts on the new additions to the ticket?
Well, in terms of Anthony Veneri, you know, I don't know him very well, but I do know that him and his family has taken advantage of the tax breaks and building certain high rises in North Bergen. I feel that it was a conflict of interest then. It'll be a conflict of interest now. And I don't think he's going to make the improvements and the changes that we need within our community. And that's why I continue to work for a change. I don't think that he's going to help our Hispanic community. I don't think he's going to be able to work well with the Board of Education. And I don't think he's bringing anything to the table with exception of taking advantage of tax abatements and tax relief from the development that him and his family are taking advantage of. And I continue to work to make a change in North Bergen to the benefit of all the people.
Well, Once again, folks, he's Larry Weinstein, mayoral hopeful, joining us here tonight on Talking the Hudson. Again, you have a choice on May 9th. Folks, vote accordingly. To get more involved with Larry's campaign, make sure you look him up on his social media, also as well on his campaign website. He's going door to door, as I'm sure Mayor Sackle will in for the next few weeks and months ahead as we approach May the 9th. Larry, I want to thank you for your time tonight. I appreciate coming on the show. I know you've always had kind words about my brand of award-winning opinion journalism, and I'm always grateful. You're a gentleman. You're very gracious to me in terms of looking at my media brand. So I thank you for coming on and having a great conversation. I look forward to talking to you again during this election cycle. I'll give you the last word tonight, Larry.
Well, Fernando, thank you very much for having me on your show. Thank you for the opportunity. And I look forward to being on your show again and talking more about my platform and the specifics of what we want to do to make North Bergen a better place for all. And I urge everybody to please come out and vote May 9th. Talk to your friends, family. And if you want to volunteer, please come to my office at 1201 Kennedy Boulevard or my uptown office at 8222 Kennedy Boulevard. And you could also reach me by cell, 201-600-6909. 201-600-6909. That's my cell number, and that's the same cell phone number that I'm going to have after we win, so we have direct contact with all the residents of North Bergen.
Folks, he said it right there. Y
Fernando, muchas gracias. Un abrazo para ti y toda tu familia. Los aprecio muchísimo.
Oh, thank you, Larry. I appreciate the kind words, and I appreciate your support there always here on the show. Folks, he's Larry Weinstein, North Bergen mayoral hopeful, here to join us tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Again, folks, May 9th is quickly approaching. You have choices in North Bergen. Vote accordingly, and we'll talk to Larry soon here on Blog Talk Radio. Larry, best of luck to you. We'll talk to you again here, once again, in the future on Talking the Hudson.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you as well, man. Take care. Be well. Folks, again, excellent episode, as always, here on the show. And certainly, you know, you got an idea of where Larry Weinstein stands in this campaign. I think, you know, if you're being honest with yourself, you could tell the tone's different, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very different tone than other campaigns. Not to say that the campaigns haven't been hard fought and he hasn't worked hard. I think it's fair to say, though, that this campaign, you know, you look at previous losses, folks, when you're running for any sort of office, and you take it and you learn from it. I think that's the best way to have awareness. And I think that you notice a different tone here during this interview than you have maybe in previous years. And I think it's what is distinguishing Larry during this campaign. I'm hoping to have the mayor on soon. I will be reaching out to his office to get an interview with the mayor. We'll see, obviously, if he and other members of his ticket will be cooperative and want to come on the show. No reason why. Mayor Sackle has been on this program before. Don't see why he wouldn't come on. He's always been treated fairly on this program, and that's not going to change. You know, again, we'll see what happens during this very hotly contested election cycle here in Northern Hudson County. All right, folks, before we call it a night here, I do want to get to watching the State of the Union address and certainly falling asleep listening to Joe Biden blatantly lie to us for the next hour when we all know that the State of our Union is not very strong at all. So I'm looking forward to maybe going to sleep early tonight and watching the State of the Union in just a few moments. But, folks, before we call it a night here, I want to thank you all for joining us here. If you ever have any concerns or suggestions for future topics and guests, write to the show, talkingthehudson@gmail.com. Once again, talkingthehudson@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow the show on Instagram @talkingthehudson. Also like it on Facebook. A lot of great community notifications are on there, folks, at all times on the Talking the Hudson Facebook page. And, of course, you can download episodes from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet by going to blogtalkradio.com/talkingthehudson, and certainly take Talking the Hudson wherever it is you go each and every day, whether it's your commute to work, going to the gym, work off some of those pounds right before Valentine's Day. You know, you want to look nice, little shape there for your Valentine. Whatever the case may be, folks, take Talking the Hudson wherever you go. And I do want to thank our sponsors this week. Once again, the Township of West New York, my hometown. Born and raised there, proud of it, always a proud Memorial Tiger. Check out all the great things going on in the town of West New York at westnewyorknj.org. Special thank you to Jonathan Castaneda, Township Administrator, for his support of the podcast, as well as the mayor and the current board of commissioners who also listen in and support the podcast regularly as well. Folks, make sure you like the Town of West Sacramento on Facebook. Of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Town of WNY. Also, I want to tell you about the Township of Weehawken, ladies and gentlemen. Proud sponsors here. A special thank you to Mayor Richard Turner, along with Township Minister Gio Amand and the Town Council for supporting the podcast the way they've done since 2019. Whether it's about government, departments, recreation, and much more, folks, check out the town website, weehawken-nj.us. And without a doubt, make sure you like the Township of Weehawken on Facebook by going to the Weehawken official government township page. And also make sure that you follow the Township of Weehawken on Twitter at WeehawkenNJ. Of course, folks, can't say enough about the City of Union City, also a proud sponsor of the podcast here every week on Blog Talk Radio. Special thank you to our mayor, Brian Stack, along with our distinguished board of commissioners, Lucio Fernandez, Marjorie Martinetti, Celine Valdivia, as well as Wendy Guron. And also, ladies and gentlemen, of course, check out the city website once again, ucnj.com. Some very interesting events coming up tomorrow night, folks, Wednesday, February the 8th at 7 p.m. at the William Musto Cultural Center in downtown Union City. We will have a Key to the City presentation ceremony for Alvaro Torres, an amazing artist, and certainly honoring his distinguished artistic career. Great job by the mayor and the board of commissioners. Again, folks, Union City continues to be the center of the artistic universe because nobody supports the arts like the City of Union City. Also, information, folks, about the 2019 ongoing tax relief program, the Anchor program. Deadline has been extended to February 28th. For more information, go to ucnj.com, folks, as information is there concerning the Anchor tax relief program. Also, last but not least, take a look. Constituent days with Mayor Brian Stack are available. He'll be coming to different parts of your neighborhood in Union City. And, of course, during this legislative cycle, meeting with his constituents in the new 33rd Legislative District coming up on Tuesday, Valentine's Day, February 14th, February 21st, as well as February 28th. That and much more, folks. Times and locations available once again by going to ucnj.com. City and City is available on Facebook. Make sure you like it there. And also make sure you follow Mayor Stack on his Twitter and Instagram. It's the same handle, at Mayor Stack. And certainly, folks, another proud sponsor of the program. He is a distinguished state senator here in the 33rd Legislative District, a fellow member of Cowboys Nation, Brian P. Stack. Contact him at any time, ladies and gentlemen, 201-376-1942. His cell phone, he does get back to you within, I would say, 24 hours, so it's a reasonable amount of time. He's very accessible and transparent. That's what you get in the 33rd Legislative District by the hardest working legislator anywhere, folks, in the state of New Jersey, in his state senator, Brian Stack. Also reach him on his email, scnstack at njleg.org. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you like him on Facebook and of course follow him, as I said before, on his Instagram and Twitter. It's the same handle, at Mayor Stack. Proud sponsor here of the podcast, as well as the town of West New York, the town of Weehawken, and the City of Union City, all proudly supporting Talking the Hudson here on Block Talk Radio. Folks, once again, I want to thank my guest tonight, Northburg Mayor Hopeful Larry Weinstein. And without a doubt, again, I'm looking to have the opposing side in the next few weeks here on the podcast, hoping to hear from Mayor Nicholas Sacco, as well as other members of the ticket, looking to interview them and have a conversation, just like the great one you heard this evening here on the show. And always remember, ladies and gentlemen, if it's unbiased, unfiltered, and unafraid, it is always the 7-time award-winning Talking the Hudson. I am New Jersey's premier award-winning journalist, top 100 Latino, and of course, the weapon of mass disruption in Garden State Media. Yes, it's me, folks. Fernando Uribe saying so long, folks. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Let's go Kansas City, because I hate Philadelphia. I hate everything about that godforsaken hellhole of a city. Let's go Chiefs. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Please party responsibly, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll see you next week here on Block Talk Radio. And folks, always remember, let's keep on talking.